food and things on your plate are things we take for granted, unfortunately, for most folks. But there are some people that literally don't know where their next meal is coming from. And our next guest gets up every day doing everything in her power to make sure that's not the case, at least here. Stacy Logering is here. She's executive director of the Emergency Food Pantry, who since 1972 have been doing life-changing work to help people have the meal they need for them and their family. How are you?
Things are good. Thanks for having us here today.
Feel Good Friday, we call these, right? So we want to feel good today. You're helping us do that. How long have you been doing what you're doing here?
So I've been at the Emergency Food Pantry for a decade now. Wow. This past summer, was able to hit that 10th year.
Good for you. And describe that journey. What's it been like from the time you walked in the door? I imagine you said this is going to be a vocation. This is going to be a passion of mine. Maybe a little naive to think this will be easy, and just talk about your 10 years.
Yeah, I think one of the things when I came in right away, I thought about, I've never run a warehouse before. So it's really having an amazing team and volunteers, staying connected to the community as well. As you mentioned, the organization's been around since 1972 and have been able to help feed people for over 50 years because of the local community support.
When you're talking about local community support, what's that look like?
It is all over every day. So the grocery stores have a bin at the front of the groceries. So if a person buys a few extra things, they can place it there. And then we have volunteers that take our van and drive a regular route. We're able to get other foods, which you call retail rescue, from the grocery stores, and also the two food main food warehouses. Great Plains Food Bank is also another partner with their refrigerated trucks. They go get some of the retail rescue that needs to stay cold and drop it off at places like ours as well. Individuals just showing up, you know, just driving up, dropping things off. And I think one thing that we really think about is we would recognize that we offer food, but we also do toilet paper, soap, and hygiene items, diapers. So I think there's things that we don't always think about. If you're down and out, not having enough money for food, you also don't have the money for the basics.
You talked about rescuing food. What does that mean?
Yeah, so there's going to be a sell-by date on foods, and the grocery stores are not going to have that on their shelves after a certain time. We can actually provide food after that date. And so we can get that. We can make sure that we get it out to families before that date, that extended date that we have. Even canned goods and boxed goods, we will go for a short time past the date. You know, we know it's actually still safe. If you've got it in your own cupboards, you can still eat it. We really try to have a nice balance, though, so that things are still fresh. You know, but some of our foods will go past the dates that are on the food.
Yeah, I'm a food date checker.
I get it.
Do you?
Mm-hmm.
And you know, very often it's whatever, 3-4 months past, it's fine. You know, it's no big deal. But you know, even if you've got some things there that in the next month or so they're going to expire, you know, you're not going to get to them. You have, you know, tons of cans of chili. That's where individuals could do a little rescue, right?
That would be amazing. So right now, 8 to 4, Monday through Friday, people can just drive right up to our garage door. Our address is 1101 4th Avenue North in Fargo. And when they get there, they can ring the bell and we can help kind of bring those donations into the building as well. It's been a tremendous, tremendous outpouring of support over the last couple of weeks.
Okay, the last couple of weeks, why?
Because of the government shutdown and some people who are on the SNAP program weren't certain if they were going to get their SNAP benefits. And so just kind of the back and forth to determine if that food dollars were going to be there. Luckily, the governor had given some dollars to be able to go through the Great Plains Food Bank in order to purchase excess food to really try to kind of bridge that. As one of the larger food pantries in the community, we did, or actually the state, we did get some of that. And so really working on getting food out. So on a typical day, we have served about 74 or 75 families that come through the food pantry. And even at the end of October, you could tell that people were starting to be stressed because of everything that was in the news and they were uncertain. So within the first week of having the shutdown impact people with SNAP, we actually served 150 families each day last week. So it was basically double in those 5 days. Typically, we give out maybe 100,000 pounds of food throughout an entire month. Last week alone, we gave out 51,000 pounds of food. So the greatest thing is the community stepped up. You know, some funding through the governor, working through Great Plains, made that food available. And the team just rallied. You know, I think there's just that heart, and it's hard. The work we do is hard. But I think on the other hand, It's recognizing the joy that it can bring.
Yeah.
As you said, somebody now knows where that food is coming from.
Joy's my word of the day, by the way.
I love that. Yeah. I love that.
Happy warrior. I don't know why. Just first thing that popped in my head when I woke up this morning. I think it's because the world's crazy. upside down. So I'm being the antidote to all that. Stacy Logring is with us. She's executive director of the Emergency Food Pantry. And there's ways for you to help if you go to emergencyfoodpantry.com. Let's talk about the need side of this. Describe the typical family person that walks through your doors.
That is an amazing question, because as I've been doing some different presentations over the last week, even people who know us, I think have some misconceptions of who's coming in. Right in our region, about 1 in 7 people are food insecure, meaning that their income does not match the enough basic needs to get rent paid, electrical paid, and food. Honestly, I'm in church. I'm driving around. I'm looking around at volunteers. I think about that. 1 in 6 or 7 people don't have enough money for food. So I think sometimes the misconception is going to be somebody who's not working. The misconception might be somebody who is homeless. The majority of the people coming in are working. The majority of the people have multiple jobs. Many people are kind of in that transition. It might have been a medical situation that got them to a position. And even last week, I met a woman who, her and her teenage son, ended their apartment lease because they could no longer afford their basic needs. And so she moved in with her sister and then their dad. So now they're a 3-generation home. And she said, I love my family. She said, but the hard part is I'm doing this because I can't afford to not do it. You know, and just really feeling that crunch of the sandwich generation of caring for growing kids, caring for aging parent, and the four of them are making do. But I think it's just a lot of things combined that's hard to make the bills stretch.
How do they know about you? How do you find people that need this help?
Yeah, so I think a lot of it is just trying to get that network out. Generally throughout the year, it's things like case managers, et cetera, for people who've kind of already knowing that they're in need. First Link is an organization that's out there. Honestly, if a person needs anything in our region, they can just dial 211 on most phones. Then they have a list of thousands of resources to be able to get there. The other thing is we think it's word of mouth. Thank you for today, for people to realize we need to normalize the fact that not everybody has enough money to get food on the table. And just even keeping our eyes open to people that are around us, because a lot of times it's hidden. And sometimes people don't even tell their friends or family members that it's a struggle.
And by the way, I'm looking at the financial summary from last year. You do this, 3/4 of what you do is by people donating things.
It is amazing. Dollars and food. Mm-hmm. You know, it is right here, like I said, the local community. As you're looking at the statistics, sorry for people who aren't able to see that, but, you know, generally, the food and the dollars are really coming from local. We get very little government. This year, we might not get any. The only thing that we do get is, in the past, has been a small amount of food through the USDA in a program called TFAP. But it's really about people that love us, churches, businesses, who service clubs that are stepping forward and saying, you know, I'm okay right now, and I'd love to donate to help other people eat.
3 ways that you can help. We mentioned donating non-perishable foods and non-food items, and you talked about some of the things even beyond food, but be it personal hygiene or whatever. You can donate funds, then they can go out and buy this. You can also volunteer, and, you know, time is a treasure too. Right? That's the irrevocable gift you can give to say, I don't know, there's 168 hours in a week, right? Mm-hmm. Do I do this for an hour a week? Do I do it for an hour a month? What can I give up? And those of us that are believers know that this is what we're called to do. This is about being that good neighbor. This is about giving back. So talk about the volunteer opportunities. What do you need people to do?
Absolutely. So throughout the week, we have people fill carts. First time they come in, we'll run through a training so people can see kind of how that cart is filled. Some people like to be more behind the scenes, so it might be checking dates, putting things on shelves, that sort of thing. And currently, we are doing prepackaged food, and we're moving towards giving people more choice in the foods that they're getting offered. So over the next few weeks, we would love a couple of people, maybe with some office experience, experience, being able to answer some phones, being some greeters, maybe doing some data entry if we continue to have the pace that we had last week. Through the rest of the year, we'll kind of actually take things kind of as we need them. We have about 4 dates that we still need some volunteer shifts to be filled. Actually, come January is probably when we're going to need the volunteers the most. October through December, people really like to step forward, and we have lots of businesses and churches coming forward. And so I think those are our main things, getting the food ready. And I think one of the things that's really sticking with me is you talked about joy, people being there, seeing the food, seeing people drive up, come in. You literally can see a person feel much more relaxed when they know they have the food, you know. And I think sometimes if we ask somebody to stuff envelopes, you don't really get a chance to see the impact of the mission, but actually seeing the person, like the relief in their eyes of saying, wow, I can actually feed myself and my kids and feel good for the rest of the week that we were in place.
I love this. Love everything about it. By the way, do you need more restaurants, grocery stores, or, you know, talk a little bit about feeding all this need from people. You obviously have great partners, but you need more.
We always do. Absolutely. You know, I think the thing is, as we continue to grow and scale, it's just adding additional things for the baskets. I do know that we have a really strong network within the community, within the Feeding America network in our region. Most of the grocery stores, and like I said, some of those grocery warehouses are all in place. Even the box stores have a process of which foods are able to save and that retail rescue, and then get it out to different partners, include us being one of them in the community.
Again, find out more about all this help in any of those ways. EmergencyFoodPantry.com, EmergencyFoodPantry.com. Executive Director Stacy Logring with us today. Thank you for doing what you do. We appreciate it.
I appreciate the time. Thank you.